Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Welcome back to Pro-Life Perspective. Our conversation today continues our week-long examination of the Right to Life movement's goals in 2012 and our focus on educating America about the pain of the unborn child. As we've discussed, 2012 provides us with some very unique and exciting challenges and opportunities. Last year saw four states pass the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, legislation that protects unborn babies who can feel pain. In addition to the practical and life-saving application of the law, perhaps the most dramatic difference it's made has been the education that it has provided and the headlines it has garnered. All across the country, newspapers, talk shows, and even, very likely, your friends and social networks were talking about unborn children and the pain caused by abortion. The conversation turned to the baby, and more people were touched by the reality of abortion. Longtime listeners of the Pro-Life Perspective are well informed about the reality that unborn children can feel pain during an abortion. And now, we're asking you to put that education to use. Join with us in making 2012 the year that we ensure everyone, no matter their previous views on the issue, know the truth about what an abortion is and the tragic effects it has on babies who, just like you or me, can feel pain. Coming off the victories of last year, we're determined to make this year even better and even stronger. We have so much potential to make a difference and save lives, but to do that, we need your help. To that end, our staff has been busy preparing resources that you can use to bring discussions of abortion back to the unborn child. Our State Organizational Development Department has created petitions that can be circulated at your church, in your neighborhood, amongst family and friends, or signed online and then shared through Facebook or Twitter. Accompanying the petition, which urges signers to stand with us in support of life for all unborn children, we have a thoroughly researched and cited brochure that we encourage you to keep on hand for personal use and all chapter activities. If your neighborhood is having a local event, be sure to have these brochures and the petition available. National Right to Life's iconic stop signs are also available, altered this year to reflect the theme of unborn pain. As marches take place all across the country in a few weeks, remembering the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, now is the time to order these signs for your local gathering. You can also order a roll of stickers proclaiming that abortion hurts, bringing home, once again, the truth that unborn children can experience pain just as we can. Another resource that we make available to you are speakers. If you're having an event and you want an expert to address your convention or gathering, please call us. With 50 state affiliates and over 3,000 local chapters, we can help you bring in the top experts to discuss this issue. And as you're planning these events, consider making unborn pain your theme. Educate and equip all those who are attending with the information they need to keep this message flowing across the country. Is your local chapter planning an event to commemorate Roe? If so, make sure you have at least some of the resources we've created for you. To order any of the materials that we've talked about on today's show, please email stateod@nrlc.org or call 202-378-8842. Again, stateod@nrlc.org or call 202-378-8842. For links to online resources or to catch up on any of this week's programming, visit our website at prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.